Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Say this off to me. Say, I am a world changer. I am a soul winner. I'm submissive to God's word. I'm a born-again child of God. I'm a joint heir together with Christ Jesus. I'm loving, gentle, and kind. I'm focused. I'm healthy. I'm a living sanctuary for God Almighty. I love God's children. God loves me, and I love God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I'm going to get those. We're going to make a whole list of those, and we'll get them out to everybody. But you need to make declarations over your life. You know, we've allowed people to make declarations over our lives for long enough. How many of you know that's not the way it should be? You think about it. When we were still up in the Garden of Eden, Adam was told to name all the animals. Our brains were so powerful back then before the fall. And now they say we use maybe up to 10%. Mostly they say 6%. Adam named every animal. God said, you name them. And what he named them, that's what they became. But then after the fall, instead of us naming things, things started to name us. Sick, broke, miserable, ADHD. And we allow things to name us. And too often, we took what they named us. And we embraced it. And God is saying, no. You are in authority. You name things. You do not let them name your children ADHD. Now, if they've got an issue with something like that, you don't say it out loud. You take whatever medication can help them, but while you're taking it, you're praying in faith for God to heal them completely from that thing. Do not agree with the sickness. Even if you've got to take the medication for sugar diabetes, take it. But say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I name myself healthy. I name myself wealthy. I name myself wise. Because that's what God sees us as. Amen? So we're going to start naming our own lives. We're going to name what we want. You see, listen, prosperity is not starting out there. Prosperity starts in here. If I don't have prosperity in here, I'll never get prosperity out there. My bank account will never see it if it's not in me here. If I don't see healing and health in here, I'm not going to experience healing and health out there. I've got to visualize it. I've got to see it. I've got to taste it. I've got to live it inside my subconscious before I walk in it outside. There's not a shortage of wealth on the planet. There's not a shortage of health on the planet. There's not a shortage of peace on the planet. Only problem is too often it's not with you and it's not with me. Because I haven't got it inside of me. And so we're going to train you on how to get the peace over you, how to get finances inside before you get it outside. And let me just give you a heads up. We all need multiple streams of income. Don't think your job is it. Thank God you got a job. Don't think your business is it. You're going to have to learn to invest wisely. You're going to have to learn to change some habits. Become a giver. Because you'll never have it if you don't give it. Amen. But the more you give, the more you get. It's an amazing system. And so we're going to show you and help you with that. But tonight, so I'm just giving you a teaser. Tonight is probably going to lead into the subconscious and changing all this stuff in our lives. I've proved it again yesterday that this works. It absolutely works. I'm not going to give you something that I haven't tested myself. I've tested healing myself for many, many years, and I walk in divine health. That's it. I just walk in divine health. I do not get sick, period. Why? Because I've tested the word of God. God says, try me now, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. I've tried the word of God, and I've proven it works. So I'm not going to teach you something that I don't know. Someone told me about something, and so I'm going to tell you, no, I'm teaching you what I live. The same thing with finances. I've got multiple streams of income that is coming in. The church is not my income. Our school is not the income. We got the two schools. That's not the income. We get a salary now, but by comparison to some people, it's a small salary. What we've got is investments. We do things. You see, if you've got $27 today, you can buy 1 ounce of trace silver. And silver and gold will always fluctuate, but if there's a crash financially, silver and gold is going to stay standing. It's tangible. So you can start investing a week, buy one every week. If you did that, by the end of the year, you'd have 54. How many of you got 54? Well, start thinking about it. And then, hey, if I can buy one, why don't I rather buy two a week? And just save them. Amen. So we're going to start showing you, you've got to think differently now. You've got to start thinking like the billionaires. Not even a millionaire, because a millionaire, you can't even buy certain cars. Come on, a Bugatti is $2.5 million for the cheap one. Hello? So a millionaire is not what it was in the 50s or the 60s. It's equivalent to billionaire now. Millionaire then is equivalent to billionaire today. So you've got to start thinking like a billionaire. Amen. The word that I want to bring tonight, this is going to lead into that lifestyle on how to change you. If you continue doing what you're doing tonight, and you continue doing what you're doing all the time, where do you expect to be in 5 years' time? You're not going to be in a different place. You're going to be in the same place. 5 years' time, you'll have the same problems, the same financial difficulties, the same sicknesses, the same things. Because you've done nothing different with your life. You've got to change you to change it out there. Come on. You're going to end up somewhere in 5 years' time. Oh, we're all going to end up somewhere. 5 years' time, we're going to come to a place. But is it going to be the place I desire? Amen. So we're going to teach you these things with the Word of God. This is not New Age or some guru speaking to you. This is the Word of God. All these guys are teaching stuff, but they're not giving the glory to God for it. God's told us this in His Bible. All over the Bible. So we're going to take the Word of God, take what these guys are saying, gel the two and show you how it works. Because God knows. And God knew before they found out. Right. You know, they found out, I remember a couple of years ago, doctors have discovered, or scientists or neurosurgeons, someone had discovered that if you laugh a lot, it's got power to heal you. The scripture's been in Proverbs, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine for eons. At least 2,000 years more, because that was Solomon wrote that. God's word tells you all about everything these guys are discovering, but they're not giving the credit to God. But tonight we're talking about fear attracts attack. Fear attracts attack. And Edwin Lewis Cole wrote that. He was a great man of God, and he used to take principles from the Bible. And he said that fear attracts attack. And so you've got to, in your own mind, get rid of fear because it attracts unto itself. Fear attracts unto itself. Now, if you've got notes and you're writing notes on your phone or wherever, write them down. And there's no doubt about it, fear is a very real force. How many of you have ever been in fear? It's not a nice feeling. It's forceful. It's like, wow, it renders you like almost powerless. Fear can be so overwhelming. Listen, where we're living today, there is so much fear that's out there. And let me tell you something. The media knows what sells newspapers and television. Fear. They send fear all over. Riots here, this one going to be there. They're going to attack over here. And it's just nonstop. Fear, fear, fear tactics. Which is likened to terrorism, really. Because that's what terrorism is. Gets you into fear, renders you helpless, then gets you. Amen. And so fear is a force, a spiritual force. It's a real force. And I say it's a force because it's a perversion of faith. Everyone say, fear is a perversion of faith. Let's say it again. Fear is a perversion of faith. Now, to fear is actually to have faith in negative circumstances rather than faith in God's word. So I get into fear of something that may happen, something negative, rather than the word of God that says, don't worry, everything going to be okay, and I'll turn what the enemy means for your bad, and no weapon formed against you will prosper, and no actual evil, misfortune, or calamity will come upon the righteous. All of that kind of stuff. When I get into a place of fear, it overrides the faith in God's word. Fear actually is faith in reverse. Can you say amen? It's having faith in the devil's power to harm you. Faith in the devil's power to harm you rather than God's promises to protect you. So we get into a place of fear and we start giving over to that overwhelming fear. And out in the world today, I mean, with the coronaviruses, and I mean, people haven't even been out of their homes, some of them. They've been quarantined for half a year. It's just wearing masks in the car and there's no one in the car with them, driving on the 95. I mean, come on. Please, I mean, seriously. I see these things and I can't believe it. You know, now when I go to Walmart or Publix, I've got to put a mask on. I've got to obey. So I put the mask on. But I tell you, I'm ripping that thing off by the time I'm out the front door. I can't stand it. You know, it's hard to breathe in that thing. And make sure you brush your teeth a lot. I'm not joking. I got these breath mints. I took two the other day, put the mask on, I nearly burnt my eyes out. This is the truth. We're a society living in fear. We're a world living in fear. And do you know what? I told you, I've been collecting, I call it End Time Headlines 2020. 2020 End Time Headlines, I've now got to, I think it's 100 pages. I think it's 100 pages right now. Do you know that the United Nations, the president of the United Nations is calling for a one world government to take care of the problem. Now, if you've been in the Bible for any amount of time, you know what that means. This is United Nations. Wow, it's kind of quite amazing. And when you have fear, like they're peddling, nonstop peddling fear, when you have fear like that, it's having faith in the devil's power to harm you rather than God's promise to protect you. And fear works like faith. In fact, it shouldn't even be, because faith, you think about it, faith is something that's been accomplished by Jesus 2,000 years ago. He said, I took a whipping on my back so you can be healed. Yes. Right? Is that correct? Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Matthew 8, 17, all of these scriptures talking about your healing. Now, how many of you believe Jesus lived and died? How many of you believe Napoleon lived and died? How many of you believe Hitler lived and died? Okay, so we believe from past and previous. How many of you believe that Plato was a person? Okay, Nostradamus lived and died. We all believe these things, right? Well, Jesus lived and died. But he lived and died the way he said. We believe about Napoleon because we read what they said. We believe about Plato because we read what they wrote about him. Well, we believe about Jesus, cause we read what happened to him and we have the Holy Spirit to show us. Is that correct? So it actually happened that he got our healing for us. It actually happened where he became poor so we could be rich. It's a done deal. So I'm actually getting faith and belief in something that's been taken care of. The finished work of the cross. So my faith is not just out there grasping at, you know, straws and anything that I can grab a hold of. I'm going to the Word of God. The Word of God is true. So my healing is a fact, taken care of 2,000 years ago. My finances, 2,000 years ago. Protection, all of that stuff got me into the covenant 2,000 years ago. So faith has got something to grab onto.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially, or only